It's all been
done. Okay. Well, I gotta put the kibosh on the...
Oh, yes.
On the music for now. Boop. To get appropriate level sounds. Okay.
While competing with the shenanigans going on in there.
At least that's in the other room, though.
Yes.
Okay. So...
Topic. You said you have an ideal one.
I do. And my mic check topic for you...
Yes.
Emily and Katie, are you listening?
No, about what?
You can be thinking about this.
Okay, what's the question?
What is your favorite...
What is your favorite classic comedy film?
Okay, so there's a lot of ambiguity to that in terms of, are we going with classic as in a very specific time period, or before our time, or...
Anything older than, let's say, 20 years. So, 20 years back, before that. So, like...
92
and further back, or well, 95 and before.
Cause
let's say that
it's interesting that it's hard to judge this. Because I was listening to KQRS, KQ92, where they do classic rock.
Yeah,
and they played Soul Asylum, as in music of the 90s.
Yeah,
and so it's like, we're already there. Like, when you think about radio in its own right, it's growing up, it's, you know, there's the few stations that my parents listen to.
Yeah.
And then everything for me.
Stations,
and
yeah.
Then our stuff is already starting to get ported over.
Yeah. That's weird. Like, Cool 108. My sister went through a big Cool 108 phase where she's, you know, listening to all that music from the 60s and 70s. And, you know, even at that point as a kid, I was like, wow, someday the music that I grew up with is going to be...
On the oldies station.
On the oldies stations,
oh, God,
yep.
That was just so weird. I seriously sat... I was at Byerly's, and I sat in my car. I just stared at my radio until the song was over. And, like, I have that little display thing where if the radio transmits what the song is, it actually comes across as like, okay, I can confirm this. KQ92, Soul Asylum... He just keeps about. I had to hear him say it to confirm it. I wasn't going completely crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so anything before our time.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because, I mean, like, I go to the vaudeville immediately.
Sure, that's taking it way back.
With Duck Soup, Marx Brothers film, available on Netflix.
Aha!
One of a few Marx Brothers films available on Netflix. 1938, somewhere in that range. Black and white, vaudevillian, so it's, you know, a couple core stories going on, music in the background, some dancing stuff. But of the Marx Brothers films, I think it has the most tolerable stuff that's more the music is involved in the plot line rather than, like, just the, we're gonna phone somebody in and have them sing for a little bit.
Right.
And so I would say gut reaction would be Duck Soup.
Yeah, that was my intent, really. Gut reaction.
Gut reaction, okay.
I absolutely thought you would pick that.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to pick, too.
Classic dance.
Duck Soup.
Duck Soup. I haven't seen that.
It is available on Netflix. Oh.
We can catch you up.
Tonight.
Yeah.
And feel free to wrangle that thing around, because those things are much more mobile than the...
Yeah.
Maybe I could
bring it.
There's
closer
one. Yeah,
to you
there's that.
So you can sit back.
But I'm always sitting on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, but even
she's
then,
excited to be here.
Even then,
it's been a while.
You're gonna wanna.
What? I don't wanna break it. Remember when I broke your steering wheel off of the table?
Okay,
that's because
no, don't worry. That thing's bolted down pretty well. Just give it a yank.
Look at what I did.
Yeah, just like that. Yeah, keep going. You can keep going.
I can't.
No, you can keep going.
I don't relax that much.
Keep going.
I can't relax that much.
I don't relax.
Keep going. And make sure that the windscreen isn't actually touching the mic. That's too far away from the mic. That's better.
Perfect.
Okay.
The long...
Nice. Are you... Okay. No more edamame after the mic check is over.
No, we can.
That's the rule. No. No.
We're gonna no food.
That's what we'll hear.
It's really annoying when I'm editing. It's so painful.
Yeah.
Because it's just quiet enough that you can't edit it away without warping voices.
I'm not eating edamame or anything. My voice just sounds really strange. It's not like Katie's filling in for me while I'm eating.
Right, Emily. Well, Katie.
Yes.
So, your gut reaction, favorite classic comedy.
Okay, what are we defining as classic?
Like, we're going with 92 or earlier.
Yeah.
At least 20 years old.
And you're going to have to choke up on the mic a little bit there.
So you're already too relaxed.
Yeah.
Oh, that just got closer to my cleavage. That's not.
Yeah, make
everything
the,
goes to there.
So okay.
The necessary adjustments. Yeah.
No. It's. Okay. I mean, that's why
if
I got
I
the phone to
like
move.
Like this, is this okay?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, you
pretty
could.
Good?
You could be closer still. I mean, look at how close I am. Like.
Like you make
three fingers because these mics are.
Woo. This is a good time to remind people to turn off their phones.
You can be mine too, honey.
Oh boy.
Thank you.
Silent mode.
So, Katie.
Yeah, I don't have an answer yet.
Gut reaction. Go with your gut. It
most
doesn't
of
have
the things that I like
first thing
then aren't comedy. Necessarily.
1992?
Get closer.
And older. So.
There you go.
Plenty to pick from.
I know, that's the problem.
Well, I just went with.
Nothing's sticking out right away.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Mostly because I don't know.
Well, just think of your
movies.
Top comedy list and figure out which one's oldest.
I have no idea.
Because we do a lot of rom coms.
I don't do rom coms at all.
I do a lot of romantic comedies. I don't know if I do strictly
think
comedies.
I've literally seen 5 romantic comedies in my life, maybe.
Of like the severe rom-com degree?
Yeah, like 50 First Dates with Adam Sandler. Like,
I like that movie!
No!
It was cute!
I didn't like that movie.
Never saw it.
This is why Adam and I get along so well, obviously.
Mutual hatred.
The most uniting thing. Okay.
thank you, Adam Sandler.
For bringing us closer, yes. So we can definitely rule out anything with Adam Sandler in it, and God, this is so hard. Can I go to my Facebook
That's
and look?
That's what she said.
No.
Go on.
Because she did, literally.
Yep.
Am I allowed to? Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
Look at your movie list on Facebook.
Yeah, because I cannot think of anything.
That is acceptable.
That's, okay.
It's a personal resource of sorts.
Oh, here's a slight tangent to fill in the gap while they look at their
well, it's yours,
Facebook.
Adam.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into that, there's I was wondering if you could help me to identify this line from a movie or TV show that I can't figure out what it's from, but the delivery on it is so funny. And I forget what the actor says before. I can only really give you one word, but it's said in a very British, very distinctive way. And it's kind of like this. Immediately.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Immediately. Kind of like that. Yeah.
It was driving me insane because I swear I've heard that and
yeah.
I cannot identify.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think I need at least 3 words to really
it's
get
like,
it.
Kill him immediately or something like that.
Something,
I don't know. But it's like makes the sturgeon face where the corners of your mouth are turned way down too. So, I don't know. Something like that. But yeah, my favorite classic comedy film, The Gut Reaction, that I've been thinking about a bit lately is The Three Amigos. Oh, classic. That's one that I first saw when I was a kid. And so, you know, I've got that everything's funnier when you're experiencing it for the first time as a little kid. And that movie was just side-splittingly funny to me then. And it still is to this very day. Yeah.
So that reminds me that I really like Blazing Saddles.
It's a good one. I mean,
you need to get closer and talk louder.
Sorry.
Hey! Yeah! Not Blazing Saddles, but...
Uh-huh. Whatever. Blazing Saddles rules.
No, I figured out what mine was.
Daddy Love Blazing Froggy? Saddles?
<Mm-mm>. Okay, now the salt is hurting me.
I don't have an internet connection here.
The fool's gonna do it. I mean, the sheriff's gonna do it.
It never gets old.
Mel Brooks is a good go-to for classic comedy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Most definitely.
Oh, no, I like Young Frankenstein better than that.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Young Frankenstein, because that's yeah. one that I just never get
Young
sick
Frankenstein
of.
Young Frankenstein
is
good.
It's so funny.
Blew her.
Plus, I love Gene Wilder.
Oh, I love that
he
joke.
He was my boyfriend.
That cigar was yours. Sure.
See, it's funny.
Emily.
I love The Road Pictures with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby and Dorothy Lamour.
He was still on the Young Frankenstein kid.
Yeah, I was going to say. I
couldn't help myself.
No, that totally sounded like Bob Hope to me.
So for the listeners at home, I like The Road Pictures. There were 7 of them in totality. And my favorite of those was The Road to Morocco. Bob Hope and Bing Crosby just loved to do comedy together because Bob Hope was just a comedic genius. Mm-hmm. And they started with The Road to Singapore, and then it came The Road to Zanzibar and The Road to Rio and The Road to
Yo Mama.
Utopia. Road to Utopia, Road to Morocco, Road to Bali, Road to Hong Kong. I think I got them all.
You know, that's actually...
Oh, and the Road to Rio, if I didn't get that one in there.
Big Mama's house.
It's so good.
With Bing Crosby.
And the Road to Morocco is fantastic. Very, very funny. And also has singing in it, which I love. And also a little bit of romance and sword fighting.
Which she also loves.
It has everything. Oh, dang it! Can you count The Princess Bride as a comedy?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking when I guess that was my
take
gut
it back.
Reaction.
Princess Bride.
Cause I
Although
love that
I do
movie.
Love the no, damn it, The Road Pictures, yeah. Fuck! Princess Bride
comes second.
Don't no, yell those, into the microphone, please.
I'm sorry, those two.
If right. you feel the need to yell, please back away from the mic.
Pretend so like you're
Princess Bride.
And then consider my neighbors.
You know, I the just, two of you give me very differing things that I should do.
No, he was right about moving away from the microphone, and then I
he
say,
was also
consider.
Right about not yelling.
No, it's very hard to do that. Okay, so good,
good
yeah?
Enough.
Did you check our levels? Are we good?
Well, yeah, I've been doing that this whole time.
That's why we talk.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
He wasn't paying attention
I do
to what
things.
You were saying. He was paying attention to what level you were saying it at.
Yes. So
I was doing both. Believe it or not, men can multitask.
It's true.
Sometimes.
So at this at
depending
this moment,
on the activity.
At this juncture, it'd be good to bathroom,
awkward.
Beverage, something else that starts with B, bathroom.
When we feel like it.
I just ate my medication.
Oh.
That was very special.
Delicious.
Okay. So, the way that we do things, as if you guys need a reminder, but I still do this anyway, just so it's there, is gonna.
I don't need a reminder.
Yeah, this is like the airplane safety instructions. You know what's going on, but it's just kind of that. Make sure it's on there.
I also like the movie Airplane.
Repetition
yes,
is good.
Not two. Two is
no,
a little out
the
there.
The first one is funny. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Repetition is good because it gets in your head, And ooh, then you don't forget Roger it in Rabbit. Case of an emergency.
Yeah.
A podcasting emergency.
How is that laughing?
Okay. So I will introduce the show, and then I will introduce Adam, and then I will introduce all of our social media and website and blah, blah, blah. Then I'll introduce you two, and then we'll talk about news, and then we'll play Movie Bluff, and then, yes. Mm.
Awesome. Yeah.
So as that's soon as you're done with that one,
it sounds
finishing off if you wouldn't mind.
Please.
Emily is being obstinate.
Wait. Before 1922?
Was
Jude?
Okay, well, that's because we were going for the favorite. Like,
I freaking love Clue.
Gut reaction.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't believe in gut reactions.
I was very, very...
We're past gut reaction now.
Okay, guess what, Dan? 5, 4...
Why are you counting down?
No.
We have to do... Moment of silence that way. For Frank Oz.
You can't just come into the Frank Oz Memorial Studio while guns are blazing.
Oh, do you have my charger?
What? Oh, he has.
Sorry,
but different.
You didn't, did you?
It's. I got your call mid-nap, answered phone mid-nap.
Oh my gosh, you were so funny when you picked up the phone. Hello? I was like, hi, did you just wake up or something? What? Basically.
This is you. You said to me several times, I will bring you a charger. I will bring you a charger.
And then I was like, out on your driveway.
I will bring you a charger.
Are you coming out? And I will be outside in a short period. Like, what does that mean?
That's
I come in.
I don't know why that's funny.
Okay, so moving on so that we can get started sooner than later.
Like
still
broke down in the restaurant.
Still.
Wow. Yeah. Sleepy Adam is not to be trusted.
He was not out in a short period of time.
Oh, dear cripes. Okay.
Okay.
Deep breath.
Just think about hiccups. Just think about hiccups.
Think about hiccups.
Wasn't helpful.
No, it works to get rid of hiccups. So it's just it's also
think
just
about
something
not
to
laughing. Maybe that will help.
No, that won't.
That doesn't work.
No.
I can laugh whenever. I can stop whenever Emily's not laughing.
Hold on, I'm ready.
She's just so
I'm gonna stop. I'm sorry.
This is.
Dan, you wanted us on together just so we would be like this.
No.
This was Dan. You and Katie can be on together so you can be all giggly.
Once we started the show.
Well, now that we got that out of the way.
Okay. Love you. We're Let's good hold man. Hands.
Anyway.
That's not funny.
Anyway. Yeah, so good mic check, everybody.
Yes. So we'll do the moment of silence for Frank Oz. And so as soon as I finish with Facebook, just take over with Stitcher.
Sure.
Just hop right in. Yeah. And then we'll go back. And I will introduce you because we're always bad at that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, ready? Moment for Frank Oz.